We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Steve and I are talking about cooking and eating. So that was the laugh. It's our triple option section that we do each and every day. So, Steve, you joining us, so you get to go first.
Yeah, talking about dinner, getting hungry already for sure. Looking at the win totals for the NFL, which came out recently, the New Orleans Saints, gentlemen, are projected at 7.5. Last season, they were 9.5, finished with 9 wins on the year.
So that's close.
I mean, you look at the rest.
You know what shocked me?
The rest of the division, right?
Atlanta at 10.5.
Here, I got them at 11.5.
Oh, wow. Okay, because Bob and I were talking about
that
this.
A bit way too high.
I think it started at 10. Like, overnight, it goes to 10.5. If you got 11, man, it's hard to win 11 games in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying, especially for a team. You got a whole new makeover at quarterback. Yeah, Kirk Cousins
you
is
know
an upgrade,
I like
but come on, he's not that big of an upgrade.
The next team you're going to have.
Oh, Tampa Bay? 8.5 wins for Tampa.
Give me the over.
You're taking the over on them. And Carolina, 4.5 in the division. Last year they were 7.5, only had 2.
That's not too good. But, man, everybody counts out Tampa Bay every year.
Right, for sure.
Every year. Oh, Tom Brady's not there. And, you know, they're going to fall. Look what Baker did. And they got a young defense and have quietly retooled that roster very, very well. Man, I give them a lot of credit there. Now, again, we'll see it because they're trying to rebuild mostly through the draft. But, okay, you got Rashad White at running back, who's really good. You re-signed Mike Evans. You got Baker at the quarterback. You got a lot of young pieces on the defensive side of the football. Now, their secondary is matzah at best. But, man, they got a front seven that's young, talented, and they can run the field. And they brought back Levante for one more year.
Yeah, and I know Saints fans obviously not happy with the odds makers here projecting 7.5 for the black and gold. I thought it'd be definitely higher than that. I wasn't expecting double digits.
I thought it might be 8.
Yeah, I was hovering around 8 for myself,
yeah,
too.
I told it to Bob. I think it'll be 8 and it goes 7.5. So, you know, but last year, you know, it was close. 9.5 and 9. That's,
right.
That's really
well,
close.
Well, hopefully we're getting over this year, gentlemen, for sure.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going to put on my crystal ball hat.
Again?
Uh-oh.
Discuss the Pelicans' path to avoid the play-in tournament. Kind of circling back around to what we talked about in that first segment there with Jimmy there, Mike. 6-5 in the Pelicans' final 11 games. And we got someone that texted in that, like, 3-3 on this homestand would be mediocre.
You
want
to talk to him,
Look who they're
John?
Playing. Look who they're playing. They're playing the number 2 seed in the West, the Thunder, tonight. And then they have back-to-back games against the best 2 teams in the Eastern Conference, in the Bucks and the Celtics. Then you have the Suns, who are a very talented bunch, a Magic team, but that's sneakily coming up on that 3 seed in the Eastern Conference, guys, that also smoked you last week, and then the Spurs, who just took down the Suns team. So, once again, 3-3 is all I'm asking for. And then if you go 3-2 in your final 5 games, you enter the postseason with a 50-win mark. And that may not get you the 4 seed. You're at the 4 seed right now. You're tied with the Clippers. All you have to do is stay in front of 2 of the following 3 teams. The Kings, who are currently the 6th seed, they're with a 42-29 record. They're 2 games back of the Pels. The Mavericks, same exact thing. They're 42-29. They're the 7th seed in the West, 2 games back of the Pels. The Suns, 42-30, 2.5 games back of the Pels. That loss to the Spurs was just devastating for them. Yep. I'll go quickly through these records and these schedules to end out the season. The Suns have 10 games left. Mike, we mentioned, at the Nuggets, at the Thunder, at the Pelicans, first the Cavaliers, first the Timberwolves, versus the Pels, versus the Clippers, at the Kings, at the Timberwolves. Those are all playoff teams. The Suns, if they go 5-5 in that stretch, I think they'd be okay with it. That's how tough that 10-game stretch is. So 5-5 for the Suns. Let's just say that, right? puts them at 47-35 to end the year. That's not going to beat the Pelicans out. You're looking at the Mavericks. The Mavericks 42-29, same thing with the Kings. The Mavs have two back-to-back games at Sacramento against the Kings. They go to Houston. They go to Golden State. Then they have three straight home games against the Hawks, the Warriors, the Rockets, at the Hornets, at the Heats, versus the Pistons, and then at the Thunder. Looking at that schedule, guys, I'm thinking somewhere around 7-4. Really solid. That doesn't get you to 50 wins. Moving on to the Kings, same exact thing. They host the Mavericks back-to-back games. Then they host the Jazz, the Clippers, at the Knicks, at the Celtics, at the Nets, at the Thunder, then at home against the Pelicans, Suns, and Trailblazers. Similar situation, guys. I'm feeling it's around 6-5 for the Kings of those final 11 games. Once again, doesn't get you to 50 wins. So if you're a Pelicans fan and you just want to avoid the play-in tournament, get to 6-5 in these final 11 games. You're guaranteed a spot to avoid the play-in.
What I like about this homestand, Charlie, too, no back-to-backs. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That,
I mean, yeah, it's nice, but it's still tough. Like, once again, people think that, you know, 3-3 would be mediocre for the Pelicans in this homestand.
Look who you're playing.
Look who you're playing. You're playing very, very good teams.
Nice playoff primer for them.
Exactly. And then if you're closing out the year for the Pelicans, yeah, like those five games after the six-game homestand, you're at the Suns, at the Trailblazers. That's, you know, take care of business against Portland. You've owned the Kings this year. You're in Sacramento. You expect a win there. At the Warriors and then at home against the Lakers. So, once again, very realistic that the Pelicans can hit that 50-win mark. And if you do, this is part of my entire rambling is to get to this point. You avoid the play-in tournament.
Okay, Steve, you stole my line because I was going to go with the 7.5 with the Saints, and I think that's in line. But Charlie, I'm going to have you play because this caught my attention for Dennis Allen when he had his presser this morning.
I feel like the addition of you know, in particular, Cedric Wilson gives us a little bit of a veteran presence, somebody that's, you know, kind of been there, done that. So I thought that was a good piece. I certainly think that's an area, you know, in terms of a pass catcher, not necessarily a wide receiver, but a pass catcher, is something that we're going to, you know, continue to look at. And I feel better about our depth now than I did a month ago, you know. But I think that's still probably a position that we'll look to see if we can't find somebody to add.
You heard him say it. I'm looking for a pass catcher, not necessarily a wide receiver.
Yeah.
I think he's telling you what he's telling you. Brock Bowers is there. I think they don't pass on him. And again,
even today with the news of Ramchek,
even with that, okay, if you got to go with your board, and if you have spent all that time, all that money, and he's higher than the best tackle, you got to go with Bowers at that point. Either that or you're cheating yourself because, you can't spend all that time and money on something. And I think the worst thing in life is to make a decision when you're desperate. And that would, if you're passing on a higher rated guy just because you need a spot, you're in trouble. And this draft class, you got tackles later on. Now, Bowers is off the board, and the guy that may put the screws to you is Sean. Because you think about it, if they don't get in a position to get a quarterback, look what Sean did when he was with Saints. He traded two draft choices for Jeremy Shockey, spent a third-round pick on a guy in Jimmy Graham that had very limited football skills. He was a basketball player.
The Broncos' offense doesn't have that many weapons either, Mike.
And Brock would fit there. So if they don't move up, Sean may come back again. And because can you imagine him in that offense? Because Sean knows how to use the tight end. But again, what you heard Dennis Allen say, he didn't come out and tell you, but he told you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.